And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Thursday morning, the fourth day of September. And, of course, Ken Cummins, a legend across the way, and I'm Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
That's true, you are, and we have a special guest.
We do.
Via telephone, all the way from, I'm thinking, I know he's in Tennessee, but probably around the Franklin area, is Brother Eric Horner. Am I correct, Brother Eric?
Well, good morning from beautiful Gladeville, Tennessee.
Gladeville. Okay, give me a place on the map for that, Brother Eric. I knew it was Gladeville, but, you know, I have a senior moment every once in a while. But
we're out here in the country with all the coyotes. We're halfway between Lebanon and Murfreesboro.
Okay, Lebanon and Murfreesboro. Okay, so if someone were to come looking for you, they wouldn't find you in Franklin. They'd find you in Gladeville.
No. Yeah.
Is that a popular?
Those highbrow folks live out there in Franklin.
I was there recently, but I didn't stay long. Hey, Brother Eric Horner, it's always great to have you, and it's a pleasure to any time to talk to you, do ministry with you. First of all, Brother Eric, in case someone doesn't know who you are, and I just have my doubts that they don't, but we're going to go this route. You're from Lone Oak, Paducah area, aren't you?
I am. I grew up there.
Yes, and I always love this connection with you and Stephen Curtis Chapman. Just briefly share with our listening family about that. I think that's so cool.
Sure. I met Stephen when we were just kids. His dad owned a music store there in Paducah, and my dad and his dad worked together as mechanics at a place called the 12th Street Garage in Paducah many, many years ago. And when I was in the sixth grade, I had taken a real interest in the guitar. And Stephen, he was 3 years older than me. He was a ninth grader. His dad had him start teaching guitar lessons. And I was his very first guitar student. I tell folks all the time in our worship services, if you don't like what you hear, write him a letter and tell him he should have worked harder on me. But yeah, that's where we met. He was my very first guitar teacher.
Now, also, I know that zooming up through the years, you before you completed, you surrendered full time to the ministry. That when I put it that way, I know you knew Jesus, but you just gave it all. Yeah. You did travel with Lee Greenwood, didn't you?
I did. I worked in the country music industry for 17 years, and actually, Stephen got me my first job in country music. A lot of folks, some folks know, some don't, but he was a singer-dancer at Opryland many, many moons ago. And, of course, a lot of talent came out of Opryland, and there was a four-girl quartet called Girls Next Door, and they were all friends from working at Opryland, and they needed a bass player. And Stephen hooked me up with them, and that started my journey in country music for about 17 years, and 10 of those years were spent with Lee Greenwood, and a couple of different five-year stints is what that was. But, yeah, the Lord called me out of all of that just about 25 years ago now.
Well, you can't be that old. My goodness.
I was only 8 years old when I started.
Well, I knew that you're like Josiah the King in the Old Testament. You started early. There's no doubt in my mind about that, Brother Eric. Well, we'll swing up to where we're talking about today, Eric Horner Ministries. You travel a lot, and one of your emphases on your calling is I would say a missionary, and I like the term military missionary, but you might wear more than one hat, I realize that. But you have an affinity for the military, and there's a big event coming up. Tell our listening family just why you feel such a calling to work and minister to our military.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that the years I spent with Lee Greenwood is why we do this, why we work with the military. And that did play a good part in introducing me to the military and a military lifestyle. But my wife is the one that actually taught me about the depth of the sacrifice made by those who serve, not only by them, but by their families. She was my wife's former husband, was one of the Marines that was lost in the Beirut bombing in October 23rd, 1983. And even when we were just first dating, when that date would roll around, she really She just helped it all make sense to me. I tell you what really flipped the switch for me was watching her reaction to the events of 9/11/2001. You can just imagine the roller coaster she relived as she watched such similar stuff, you know, playing out on our television sets. And I really got it for the first time in my life. I really understood just what those folks do for us. And it's just been a goal of ours since we started. We started as a patriotic presentation. We didn't even know it was a ministry in the beginning. I wrote a song for Debbie called We Will Stand the night of 9/11/2001, and I meant for it just to be for her, just to encourage her, but the Lord had different ideas for this song, and it went all across America like a wildfire for almost a year after 9/11. Just about every genre of music was playing it. I was working with Mr. Greenwood at the time. He actually allowed me to do that song in his show and to raise money for a group in New York called the Staten Island Victims Relief Fund. So anyway, those opportunities led to new opportunities to sing for veterans. Then all of a sudden we've had the opportunity to go and sing and minister to our men and women who serve actively. And once I really understood it, I have such a great love in my heart for those who willingly walk into the recruiter's office and say, and sign that dotted line, and they say, here am I, send me. I'll defend freedom even if it costs me my life. That's a huge commitment, and I want to do everything that I possibly can to say thank you and to support them in what they're doing.
One way you've been saying thank you, and you can fill in the number of years, is Operation Tank Full of Love. What is Operation Tank Full of Love, and first how to get started, and we'll take it up from there.
Sure. Gosh, you know, I lose count. It's been about 16 years ago, I think, when we started this. I stopped up at the Flying J truck stop up there at Oak Grove, Kentucky, on my way to Kentucky for some ministry dates. And I stepped off the motor home and I looked across the parking lot, and there were, I know, about 7 or 8 soldiers getting their gas. And I just had a thought. I thought, man, I really wish I had the means to go put my card in every one of their pumps and just say, it's on me today, soldier. Thank you for what you do on my behalf. And the Lord gave me, he planted a seed right then and there. But before I went to bed that night, I knew what to do and I knew what to call it. And we call it Operation Tank Full of Love. And it's just really, we bring a bunch of volunteers and we take over the pilot truck stop right down the road from Fort Campbell, or we take over most of it. And we just give out as much free gas as we possibly can. What we do is we open it to all active military and then to the spouses of those who are deployed. And we give them the gift of some free gas. The team offers to pray with them. We give them a gift bag where the gospel is presented. And it's just been one of the most rewarding things the Lord's ever put before me to do. And I tell folks, you know, if you volunteer, and we're always looking for volunteers, you'll come back different. You'll come back changed after interacting with the soldiers for a time. And so that's kind of where we started. And I will say last year we've tried to keep up with how much the Lord has provided for us to give away. And last year we passed the $500,000 mark.
Wow.
Now I can't do that. You know, only the Lord can do that as he's grown this thing. And so we'll give out on average before COVID, we would serve about 1,800 soldiers in a day's time. And COVID, of course, changed a little bit of everything. So now, and it's still a good full day, we'll serve it between 1,000 and 1,200 soldiers during the day. It's just a wonderful time. Anybody that's missions-minded or anybody that loves the military and loves the Lord, this would be a great opportunity for you to come be his hands and feet to those who defend our freedom.
You're listening to The Front Porch here on 100% listener-funded, your community station, Missionary Radio. And you're with Brother Eric Corner with Eric Corner Ministries, with Brian Marshall Sidebottom, the first time Ken Cummins. Good morning to you. And we're speaking of the event, Operation Tank Full of Love. Brother Eric, that's coming up right away, isn't it? It's September 13th. Give us a rundown of how that works.
Well, we will gather at the truck stop very early on the morning of the 13th. Volunteers will be coming and going all day long. And it's just what this is. It's a gift from the church. A lot of times the soldiers ask, who's behind this? Who's doing this? And I try my best to tell them, don't just forget my name. this is a gift from the church is all you need to tell them. And then they don't want to know which church. And I said, this is the church as a whole. But we'll start roughly around 8 o'clock in the morning. And we'll just serve every soldier that we possibly can until we either run out of funding or we run out of daylight. The police have always asked us to knock it off at dark because it becomes a traffic hazard. And it's just awesome to watch prayer meeting break out on the parking lot. Cause when you ask the soldiers we're not heavy handed with our faith. We just say, hey, is there anything we can pray with you about? And 9 out of 10 of them will say yes, absolutely. And some of the prayer requests you get will just break your heart, honestly. But it's just awesome to watch prayer meeting break out, youth groups come. We've got several denominations recommended. Everybody's serving together and ain't nobody fussing about nothing. So I actually love that part of it.
Oh, man, I would be in paradise. That's great. Hey, Brother Eric, we want to make sure that we have, of course, our listening family we have a big footprint with the stations here at Missionary Radio. Yeah. And, of course, one of the main ones, 89.3 FM, is reaching in loud and clear in Clarksville, Fort Campbell. And then we have, of course, the 90.5 in West Kentucky, Southeast Tennessee, as well as part of Southeast Illinois, rather, Northwest Tennessee, and also Madisonville area at 91.7 FM, Dixon, Tennessee at 98.9. So there could be just a whole lot of folks listening that want to get in on this. And exactly, the truck stop is... give us the if I want to pinpoint with my GPS, what would I do?
Well, the truck stop is on Fort Campbell Boulevard. It's exit 86 off of I-24 there. And the way we do this is the police have gotten, the first 2 years we did this, we shut the town of Oak Grove down. You couldn't go anywhere. Ooh, the mayor was mad at me. But the police got involved and they've helped us get a good plan. So the soldiers must come from the side of the post. They must come from the post side of, and we'll have traffic cones and all that stuff set up, and they'll see where to go. And we serve them. We get them through just as quickly as we possibly can. And I'm just tore up excited. It's going to be a great day.
All right, now I want to transition to. Well, the seeds are planted in life, and of course, God, the water, and God brings the increase. The Scripture says, "Some plant, some water. God brings the increase." Well, you shared a testimony just recently via social media on Facebook. It left me in tears, and my goodness, what a powerful testimony! Would you mind sharing that with our listening family this morning? What God has done?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. We don't get to see the harvest. Now, we get some very one-on-one, throughout the day, we'll get some great one-on-one times where we're able to minister to the soldiers in several different ways. Sometimes it may be their car broke down at the pump, and we've got some mechanics amongst us, and we fix it, that kind of thing. But we never, as I said, we're not heavy-handed with our faith. We give them a gift bag where the gospel's presented, and we absolutely trust the Holy Spirit to do what only He can do. But we got this testimony last Sunday morning. We knew nothing about it, and it just blew me away. I was at a church in Beechwood, Tennessee. It's about 45 minutes south of my house. And the pastor, he's former Army. He served at Fort Benning and a couple other places, and he's been a good friend now for a few years. And so he waited till the end of the service to tell us this. But this was last Sunday. The Thursday night before that Sunday, he lives in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, is where his family lives, and he had stopped at a truck stop to get some gas, and he noticed a lady pulling up behind him in the pumps behind him, and she just seemed a little bothered, a little upset about something, and she had a couple of kids, and he thought, I bet she doesn't have the money to pay for gas, and so he started reaching for his wallet and was going to go bless her with some gasoline. But then another fellow stepped in, and he couldn't hear everything they were saying, but he could see the gentleman was trying to hand her something, a piece of paper or something, and the lady was kind of waving it off like she didn't want it. But he did hear the fellow say, he said, ma'am, said, I'm going to fill your tank up. If you would, just accept this and promise me you won't throw it away until the next time you need gas. So she agreed. He filled her tank up. She drove off. Well, my pastor friend went to the fellow and thanked him. He said, man, I really appreciate what you did for that lady. And the fellow said, no, I didn't do anything. And my pastor friend said, yeah, you really did. And so the he had to explain, he said, several years ago, back about 2019, he said, I needed gas. And he said, there was somebody that was going to help me. And he said, they were trying to hand me a gospel tract. And he said, I told them that, I don't want that. And he said, the person said to him, said, look, he said, just promise me you won't throw this away until you need gas again. And so he needed gas, so he agreed, and he set the gospel tract on the dash of his car. Well, when he left there, he said he thought several times during the week as he looked up and saw it about throwing it away. But he kept his word. And the weekend rolled around, and he had just gotten paid, and he needed gas again. So he went to a gas station, and he filled up his tank, and he reached in. He got that gospel tract, and he threw it in the trash. Well, he started down the road, and he came upon a church that was just packed. The parking lot was overflowing. Well, he got his attention, but he didn't stop. He kept going. And he came to another church. And he said, the Lord would not allow me to drive any further. He said, he just stopped me right there, and I had to go in. He said, I didn't believe any of this stuff, but I just felt like I had to go in. So he went into the church. He said, I want you to know, I got saved that day.
Praise God.
And the pastor said, well, tell me more. He said, tell me more about the story. He said, well, he said, the people in 2019 now, he said, there was a big group of people. He said, I was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And he said, there was a big group of people out here giving away free gas to every soldier they could. And he said, the one that helped me made me promise not to throw away that gospel tract until I needed gas again. And it was Operation Tank Full of Love.
Hallelujah.
And that's what he does. As he goes and he witnesses to people, he keeps a gospel tract. And he was trying to give that, he gave that gospel tract to that lady. Now, here's the really cool little extra part of it. He was just traveling through. He's stationed in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Now, what are the chances that he got saved in 2019? We got to be just a little part of it. But the Lord put him right there to meet that pastor 3 days before we were going to be at that church. Now, wow. That's not coincidence.
No. Mm-hmm.
The Lord wanted our team to be encouraged this year. I really believe that. And the really, really cool extra part of it is he gets out of the Army in just a few months. His contract's up. And he and his wife both are going to Bible college.
Wow.
And, I mean, does that not blow your mind? It just blows my mind.
It does. Praise God.
Man. Yeah. And so that's just the story we heard about. How many more are there? You know, we may not know till we get to glory, you know, that what the Lord did through Operation Tank Full of Love. And I'm just, man, I've got a new fire this year. I'm ready to get out there and serve some soldiers.
I'm telling you, I think you got more combustion going on in your heart than the tank of gas does, I think. But praise God.
I'm telling you, I do.
Well, Brother Eric, that is tremendous. Now, with that being said, on the 13th at the Flying J Exit 86 in Oak Grove, is starting at 8 a.m. Now, you wouldn't turn down a volunteer or some money to help out, would you?
No, sir. I sure wouldn't. We raise funds right up until the day of the event. If folks want to donate, they can just do it. We got a couple of websites. The easiest one to remember is tankfulloflove.com. The word operation is not in it. It's just tank, www.tankfulloflove.com. You can donate there. Or you can, if you remember my name, you just go to erichorner.com, and you can donate there as well. We're getting kind of close to time to be able to do it by mail, but like if you did it today or tomorrow by mail, we have a P.O. box. It's Eric Corner Ministries, P.O. box 281. That's P.O. box 281, Gladeville, Tennessee, 37071. And we do also have a toll-free line, which is 877-968-3742, 877-968-3742. And an easy way to remember that, 3742 spells Eric. So it's 877-968-ERIC. So there's ways you can be involved, and you can call that number. You can email us through the websites. And if you want to volunteer, we'll give you all the information that you need. And we'd sure love to have you lock arms with us in this effort.
Brother Eric, I really appreciate all that the Lord is leading you, has still leading you to do. And before we move on, and I want to ask you, you have taking dates still to sing in our listening area, which that
absolutely.
All right, tell us absolutely how that works.
Well, again, they can just reach out to us through that number or through our website. And what we've done, I'm celebrating my 60th trip around the sun tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, my brother. Welcome to the 60s Club.
Thank you. Thank you. They told me that my check engine light would come on.
And really?
Mine came on in my 40s.
Well, mine came on in my 30s, but I've doubled that plus. Don't worry about it. It just keep going.
yep. And it just, you know, but what we've done is we're looking for new opportunities closer to home. We used to go out and stay on the road for 3 and 4 weeks and go to the coast and all these different things, but I've had to kind of slow the long trips down because of orthopedic issues while we, you know, one of them, I'm going to need a new knee and that sort of thing. And until we get that dealt with, we're just staying, we're ministering just on weekends, close to home and right back. And so we're looking for opportunities around West Kentucky, West Tennessee, Southern Illinois, all those places, you know, within 2 or 3 hours of Nashville. So we've got a lot of, I call them sermon songs, brand new sermon songs to share. And we'd love to come visit you at your church. Please reach out and let's get together for some musical worship.
Well, let me put it this way. The Lord has allowed me to be with you in several different venues for across many years now. And I think I first met you at the Potter's House Worship Center over in the Smithland area many years ago. And mm-hmm. and then had you in the various churches where I've been interim and or pastor. So I can, I'm kind of like the political message. I approve of this dear brother.
Thank you, brother. Hey, I appreciate the good words.
You don't need me to have my approval, but I want to tell you something. And Brother Eric, he'll come for whatever the love you show. Is that how that works, Brother Eric? Eric, love offering?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. When I was wrestling with the Lord about doing this, and I did that for about a year, but when I surrendered to ministry, I promised him I'd never, ever put a price on it, and I haven't, and he's just taking good care of us always.
All right. That's Brother Eric Corner, and we'll be hearing some music from him once we get rolling with the next segment. Don't forget Operation Tank Full of Love coming up on Saturday, September 13th, and starting at 8 in the morning. At exit 86 at the Flying J, and I'll give you, if you missed any of that information, I'll be glad to give it to you here at the station, but I'll be repeating it in the course of the broadcast. From Gladeville, Tennessee, our good friend Brother Eric Corner, out with the cows and down the highways and the byways this morning. Right, Brother Eric?
That's right.
All right, my brother. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Crofton, "Sometimes I don't get to listen to Missionary Radio, but when I do, I get to hear it. I'm so thankful. I can't imagine what it would be like without it if it was gone for good. This is why it's so important to keep it on the air. Thank you, and God bless." From Clarksville, "Thank you for your faithfulness in proclaiming the word in both words and music. And from a Hopkinsville listener, God bless and continue to keep this station on the air. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded missionary radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
There are many who depend on the life-changing music and messages heard on 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio, your community station. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins, General Manager. Recently, we received this note. God bless. Your station has completely turned my life around as I sit in the county jail listening to your music and your Bible stories are amazing. Right now, I cannot support your station, but Sunday, I'll be glad to. Friends, that's why we're here. Lives are being changed every day. But summer giving has slowed down, and though some have stepped up, it's not enough yet. Will you be the one to help us get through to our fall carathon? Here's how. Go to missionary.radio, click donate, and give through Cornerstone Payment System. Or mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Together, we can keep sharing the life-changing message on your community station, 100% listener-funded, Missionary Radio.
Hello, friends. Eric Horner here to tell you about Operation Tankful of Love 2025. Once again, we'll be meeting our soldiers from Fort Campbell at the gas pumps to offer them the gift of some free gas and the love of Christ. Now, it all happens on Saturday, September 13th at the Pilot Truck Stop on Fort Campbell Boulevard. Operation Tank Full of Love is open to all active military as well as the spouses of those who are deployed. Now, we'd love for you to join us in blessing our heroes at Fort Campbell. If you'd like to make a donation or volunteer, you can go to www.tankfulloflove.com. That's tankfulloflove.com or call our toll-free number 877-968-3742. That's 877-968-3742.
And on the wings of eagles, freedom flies. The light of liberty shines brightly in your eyes.
This is Front Porch on this Thursday morning with Brian Marshall, side bottom the first. I'm Ken Cummins. Earlier, we're talking to Brother Eric Horner, who you just heard there on that announcement about Operation Tank Full of Love, and then a great song just before that from Brother Eric. And he has written hundreds of songs. Just to talk to Brother Eric would be an adventure because he is a blessing. But coming up on Saturday, September 13th, is Operation Tank Full of Love. And that's where gas is given freely to those who are currently active military at Fort Campbell and to the spouses of the deployed. And that's going to be at exit 86, the Flying J, starting at 8 in the morning. Now, they're looking for volunteers. If you'd like to volunteer, I know some churches in and around Caldwell County that volunteer and help out. And they're also, it's not too late to make a donation. Now, one way to make that donation, brother or sister, is the best way to get it to him right now. It would be via the internet. Now, if he said if you mail it today, it could get there. My confidence level is a little bit low on that. But I do know this, here's how it's going to work. They're going to give out the gas as long as they have money to do it, 100%. Go to tankfulloflove.com. Those words together, tankfulloflove.com, and you'll see how to donate there. It is tax deductible. Or just go to erichorner.com, one or the other, which whenever you remember. And if you'd like to make a phone call to get more information from Brother Eric, it's toll-free. It's 877-968-3742 or 877-968-ERIC. That's E-R-I-C. And if you do, here's the mailing address. I'm not adverse to giving it. It's Tankful of Love, P.O.R. Eric Corner Ministries, P.O. Box 281, Gladeville, that's Gladeville, Tennessee, 37071. Once again, it's P.O. Box 281, Gladeville, Tennessee, 37071. And please pray about that event. And you, man, if you missed that testimony a while ago, goodness, you'll need to go get the podcast, right, Brian?
Yes.
Because that'll be up, and you can listen to the podcast later on our website, or just go to Eric Horner Ministries on his Facebook page. You'll find it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I what a story of the economy and the graciousness and the goodness of God.
Amen.
And this event's right in our listening area, and that's one fantastic way to serve the military and those that are active and be able to share a gospel tract and a prayer with them, and most of all, just to be able to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. So churches that are listening to us, we believe that the Lord has called us to minister, to give, and that's what we're doing. We're trusting in Him for our resources. But so it's not about competition. It's about getting the word out. And here is the opportunity 100% to minister. And I know that I give an example of the church where I retired from, Walnut Grove Baptist Church in Fredonia. Mm-hmm. They'd have setting up a gas tank during the season, and they'd take money, and they always got quite a bit.
Good.
And the idea was Operation Tank Full of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Not too late, Brian.
Not too late.
Nope. Again, ericcorner.com or tankfullofloveve.com, 877-968-3742. This is The Front Porch.
Hi, this is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope. Well, Johnny, I know you're dealing with a letter right now that's probably close to impossible to answer.
Oh, it sure is, Shauna. It came from someone who I'll call Kevin. Johnny, I struggle with intractable, life-altering pain. My pain started shortly after I had a mountain bike accident 32 years ago. It has since increased, and I've tried everything to mitigate my pain. Medication, surgery, acupuncture, stimulators, you name it. But nothing works, and it continues to worsen. I was a youth pastor, and after that, a high school teacher. My pain got so severe, I finally had to go on disability retirement 5 years ago. I'm now 65 and in a wheelchair. So here's my question. How does prayer work in the light of the type of suffering you and I deal with? In John chapter 14, Jesus says, "You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it." And then in John 15, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you." Now, I'm not asking for money, fame, or power. All I want is to live with a little less of this terrible pain. And I've been persistently asking for 32 years, yet God is silent. So how are we supposed to go on when each new day is a struggle because it means another day of misery? Whew. Can you see why I felt it was impossible to answer Kevin's letter? Because although it is true that God will answer our prayer for things like finances or a new home or healing from pain, for the most part, those promises, and they are all promises with conditions, with strings attached, the answers for all those promises are meant to serve God's eternal purposes for us and for others in the kingdom of Christ. Even finances or that new home or being healed of pain, all of it in the end must serve or strengthen or testify to what God values. When we pray, quote, in His name or, quote, in His will, when His words remain in us and we remain in Him, we are praying, or we should be praying, for things that strengthen the cause of the kingdom of God. Like in Matthew chapter 7, quote, "The good gifts that the Father gives," those good gifts, "are supposed to be for our sanctification, your eternal well-being, your training as a disciple, perseverance that produces mature character, which in turn produces hope. The good gifts that God has given me in my pain, those gifts are courage and a dogged insistence that first thing when I wake up, oh, man, I got to lean hard into Christ. The good gifts God's given me are peace in my pain and contentment. And when I have asked Jesus to heal me, He has answered by raising my tolerance for pain. These are the answers that God most often gives. And these are the answers that most beautifully glorify him. Oh, Kevin, I wish I could make it easier. I mean, there really is so much more to say about managing pain, but our time here is so short. And friend, I mainly wanted to respond to your questions about prayer. God wants us to grasp Romans 8, verse 32, quote, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" My pain pales in comparison to Jesus, who was impaled on a cross. Jesus suffered for me. And when I suffer with him, he freely gives me all things, being able to be joyful above the misery. You know, it's Pain Awareness Month, and I ask you, my friend listening, to please pray for Kevin and how God is going to work through his pain.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." A first grader stood up in front of his class to give his speech. "What I want to be when I grow up," he said, "I'm going to be a lion tamer and have lots of fierce lions. I'll walk into the cage and they will roar." He paused for a moment, thinking through what he just said, then added, "But of course I'll have my mommy with me. I don't have to fear to obey. The Lord is with us. Faith in the Lord overcomes fear. Trust him. He's there with you right now." I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It's guided me through some of my most difficult seasons. I know God works through your station, and it's just such a blessing.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And just a taste of some of Eric Horner's ministry.
Good stuff.
Oh, it's very good. And by the way, just one more time, a little correction on my part, but Operation Tankful of Love that we were talking about in the first segment of the Front Porch at Operation Tankful of Love is where they get together at the pilot truck stop. The pilot truck stop off exit 86 in Oak Grove. And on Saturday, September 13th, starting at 8 in the morning, for active duty military and the spouses of those deployed will receive some gas free and also the love of Jesus. And they're talking about needing for volunteers to help and, of course, lots of funds. So let's just say that you're going to go out and buy a $20 meal today. Or whatever. And you're thinking, well, I sure would like to do something for our soldiers. Well, here's your opportunity.
There you go.
And you can go to this website, tankfuloflove.com, tankfuloflove.com. And right there you can donate, and it is tax deductible if you're doing it individually, of course. Or you can go to ariecorner.com, and you can give that one of the two places. If you'd like to call, you can do that. Call 877-968-3742. Now, as Eric pointed out, maybe getting a little bit late for the mail processing, but you can try it. It's up to you.
Sure.
Eric Horner Ministries, Operation Tank Full of Love, P.O. Box 281, Gladeville, G-L-A-D-E-V-I-L-L-E, Tennessee, 37071. And by the way, when you get on the phone or you email Eric, you might want to consider having him in your church. He'll come for our love offering. He is absolutely a heart full of love guy. Talented.
Oh yeah.
My goodness. I think I think Stephen Curtis Chapman did a great job teaching him to play guitar, don't you?
Absolutely.
And I think those days at the Opryland helped him out.
Oh yeah.
And all those years, but 25 years full-time ministry, 17 years in country music industry. And you're calculating his age. Well, tomorrow's his birthday. He joins the 60 Club tomorrow.
60 Club.
Yeah. How about that?
That's something.
Yeah, you've been there a while, haven't you?
No, I haven't reached there yet. So I joined the 50 Club.
Well, actually, it's the 70 Club you've joined. Okay.
Is that what it is?
Okay. We want to get things straightened out here. We're a Christian radio station. We need to keep the facts straight, Brian.
That's it. Keep it straight.
So
keep the facts.
So you're in the 70 club.
No, I'm in the 50. Oh, you.
I'm having trouble with my headphones. What'd you say?
I'm 50.
You're what?
50.
You're nifty.
No, I'm 50. Nifty and 50. No.
Okay. Well, anyway, and just all kidding aside, what an opportunity.
Yes.
It sure is. Earlier in the testimony prompted me to think of some things I'd share with you today, and it's about the power of a testimony. Here's a good definition of a testimony. It's a personal declaration of God's work in one's life, both in salvation and ongoing faithfulness. Think about that. A personal declaration of God's work in one's life, both in salvation and ongoing faithfulness. And why does one give a testimony? Its overarching purpose is to glorify God, strengthen believers, and point unbelievers to Christ. Yeah. Now, if you think about the biblical foundation for giving your testimony, and let me encourage you to share your testimony, be especially testimony about salvation. What was your life before Jesus Christ? Who told you about Jesus Christ? How you come to know him, and what are you doing right now? And being able to say that in 2 minutes. Because if you get somebody's attention, 2 minutes is a long time. A minute's even
really
better.
True, yeah.
And
yeah.
A personal testimony is powerful. In Revelation 12:11, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Talk about the great war in heaven there. In Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. John 9:25, one thing I know, I was blind. That blind man said, hey, you're after who calls all of this, kind of like these political battles we get into. He said, wait a minute. Here's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Once I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
So a testimony is part of God's plan for your witness, too. In Acts 1:8, it talks about that. For you shall be my witnesses, not that you might be. It says that you shall be.
Shall be.
That means you will be. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, I can sit around over there and contemplate my navel in the corner and shout and humbadum, humbadum, humbadum. People are going to want to know what I'm doing. They're going to think mm-hmm. you lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we should reflect and show the light of the Lord Jesus Christ to let our little light shine. However, you got to open your mouth too. But the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What's the purpose of your testimony and my testimony, like you heard earlier? It's to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
Testimony invites others to see God's work. Share it. It's also to strengthen others. Encouragement. When we gather together in Hebrews 10:25, it says not to forsake the assembling of together as the manner of some is, even so much more see the day approaching. But it's encouragement through shared experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my experience of salvation is going to culminate the same way as yours, in the sense at some point you come to the point, what did you do with Jesus?
Right.
That's the only thing that matters.
Right, right.
Do you know that you know him? I've witnessed to a lot of people that come from a traditional background, especially in Latin America and this country too.
Yeah.
And they will say, oh, only God knows if I'm saved. Yeah, God knows you're saved, but you can know too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yes, yes.
You better know.
You better nail that down
you
now.
You better know.
And also, it's to reach the lost. In Mark 5:19, Jesus told the man that was delivered, he said, go home and tell how much the Lord has done for you. Can you say, well, I'm telling you, God hadn't done anything for me. Did you get up this morning? Did you eat breakfast this morning?
Man.
But the main thing, are you saved?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like somebody stole the last biscuit around here. But I don't know what happened there. But anyway, but moving right along, the purpose of sharing the testimony is the components of a strong testimony. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, before Christ, live a life without him. What is your life before Christ?
You're lost.
Yeah, you're lost. You're not a citizen of the kingdom.
Mm-mm.
Your encounter with Christ, when did you have that turning point? Paul's story he had on the road to Damascus, he saw the light and he had an encounter. Have you had an encounter? How about life after Christ? Evidence of transformation. Is there evidence? There's also power in testimony. It overcomes the enemy. You overcome by the word of your testimony. Mm-hmm. A testimony is also personal and relatable. It's hard to argue with personal experience. Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
Right.
And it's a catalyst for revival. Testimonies inspire faith in others. In practical ways, be genuine, be clear and concise, be bold but gentle, be Christ-centered. Every believer, if you're a believer, you have a testimony. Share it, declare it, and live it.
Amen.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Don't forget, podcast available, missionary.radio. Have a tremendous day. May the good news be yours. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.